there. Pita basha base rei. Pazrektim there was split. Is what you do there is oirilei Rabam Rabami taught him to do. V'yamrulin, some say Reb Asi or Reb Asi taught us. What's the remedy in such case? What's the refuah for this? Leisi shev bine hola. Let him take seven tulma. Rashi says lashin shev agarinim, seven pits are the red pits. Kitelasan and soim biyul. Take seven pits that's found in oil that you use for soap. Yeah. Fetzayilo bechalolay deveit savra and put it into a white bag. Which is a chtichas beged, shenoit lemiveis atzavra from your neck, from you would call your the collar, right, from a white collar of your shirt, yeah. Tzayved wrap up these seven seeds in the white collar of your shirt, the veitzavra. Velichur choloi wrap it around nira barka. Rashi shall say yebhema, take but the hair of an animal. V'tomish le v'nafta. And dip it into neft, into or kerosene. No, what's oil? The nitfa? Nitfa is kerosene.
Another petroleum.
Yeah, petroleum. Right, yeah. Chiyura, a white one, white petroleum. Veliklay, and burn up all this together. Or bodalay, and then the ashes, you have from all this. Or bodalay, and avayu. Put that by your rectum, that would cure you. That's what you do. Now, again, exactly what the Gemara means, I don't know. Usually they say it doesn't apply today. They say that these refuahs not apply today. That the bodies change. What the Gemara says here is lav dafka that applies. It would not be a remedy today. Nobody should go away and say this is the refuah. That's what they say. Maybe it changed. Okay, try it. Adahachi v'achi in between. Okay, adahachi v'achi. Meanwhile, Rashi says, while you're trying to get this remedy, it may take you 5 years. Take a Rashi's a pit of Rashi's priyasne from the fruit of the bush. Yeah, like a berry. Take a berry pit. Lenach and take a pkiya. It's split. Ladip pkiya. Put it split of the berry by the split by you. You rectum. Yevhanimi always said pkiya loy pkiya. That's only the split on top of the split. The pkiya iloy. If the split is on top and externally. But Pekiyah Tisloy, if the split is internally, my, what can you do then? So, Laisi Tarba De Tzapirta. Take the fat of its Tzapirta.
Tzapari.
Rashi says, Cholav Sira, of a young goat. Shloyol did not give birth yet. So take the fat. Laisi Tarba, the fat, the Tzapirta of a goat, the Loy Eftach. She's not open, she did not give birth yet. For Lifshah, shmir that. Velishtei bay and put it by your rectum over there. V'loi, if you can't find this type of fat, laisit losa tarfi, take three leaves, craw of melon, take three melon leaves, the miyavsha betula that's dried out already, krashi ole diluyim, yavsha betzel that's dried out in the shade, v'liklu, burn these three leaves, v'livdu delayu, and sprinkle it over there. V'loi, if you can't find this, then laisi mishkadei chalzuni, Rashi says, nimen balaz, min chalosin. Well, take this chalosin, that's the famous fish. Yeah.
Go find it.
Viloi, if you can't find that, viloi, maisi mashcha kira, Rashi shemen zayis, take olive oil, vishava and wax, truf and yachad, mix together. Take olive oil and wax. Ilo maisi mashcha kira velinkot b'shachki the kitna. Put it into a cloth made out of kitna of flax. Put into a flax cloth. Yebekaita in the summer. Or diyama gufnen katin wool b'savos in the winter. That's what we do with this. Yeah. Okay. These are the refuahs. Okay. Right. Rabavua chosh piyudne. Rabavua had an earache. His ear was bothering him. So what should we do now? So Orilei, Rabbi Yechonin told him what to do. The Yarmulah, some say, Bei Midrash and the Beis Medrash, the Rabbanim there, told him a remedy. Right. My Orilei, what did they teach him? Something like this. Ki ho di Yarmulah b'la Gabaya. Orilei aim. Gabaya, famous saying, always says, oh, my mother told me. Even though it wasn't his real mother, his mother died, he was a Yosem, but whoever, his other stepmother, whoever brought him up, that his mother told him, no, kidneys were only created only for the sake of the ear. The kidneys is a good remedy for the ears. V'yomar Rav, Rav said, V'yomar Rova, Omar li min yumi asya, the doctor min yumi told me, kulish kaino koshel yudni, all type of juices are bad for the ear. Don't put any ear drops. Levar mi maya de kulisa. The only type of ear drops you should take is kidney drops. Take a kidney and squeeze it out, and the juice that comes out of the kidney, that's the ear drops you should take. Levar mi maya de kulisa. Juice that comes out of the kidneys. Lysi kulis what? Oh, we'll soon see, right? Lysi bring kulis of the kidney to barcha korcha, a bald goat. Make sure he's bald. He shouldn't have a lot of wool around him. Take a bald goat and get his kidney. Make a crisscross there in the middle of his kidney. And put it near red hot coals. This juice has become slipping out and dripping out from this kidney, this bald goat's kidney, is the nafik minayu lishdinu biyudnayu. Those eardrops is going to be the refuah. Put those eardrops in your ears and they will heal you. But it has to be like kiriv lechemimi. The eardrops cannot be too cold and they can't be too warm either. Elipshuri, lukewarm they should be. That's the remedy. V'loy, let's say you can't, for some reason you can't find this.
So then, find a bald goat.
Oh, doesn't have this on stock. He ran out of stock. V'loy, laisi tarbo de chafeshusa. Take the fat of the chafeshusa. Rashi says, no. Ashkudle v'la, what?
Okay.
Take the fat of that.
Thank you.
Tarbo de chafeshusa, okay. Gam leniso. Rashi Gasa, Mishra is a big fat one. The lifshor and melt it down. For lishtevei. I'm not sure. Lishtevei and put this juice on it. Vila, you can't find this. Limlai liudna. Let him rub his ear. Limlai liudna mishcha. Let him put some oil into his ears. Velevet shev pisilta tiaspasta. Make 7 threads of this aspasta, I think it's just a type of wheat that grows. For laisi shufta de tuma, and take a garlic, shufta de shumash is beis yad shel shum, take the handle of the garlic, from the stalk of the garlic. For laisi barko bechad resha, put a bark on one side of it. Rashi, sar shalitza, the hair of some type of an animal, on one side of it, bechad resha, for lisli benura, and light that side on fire. The other side is not on fire yet. That do a fast job. Yeah. Now put that before it catches on fire also. Put that end into your ear.
The smoke will go.
Okay. And then what? Put your ears near the fire. But be careful from the smoke. It shouldn't hurt you. Be careful not to harm yourself. You're trying to heal yourself, not harm yourself.
Careful of the fire, not the smoke. All right. The thing was for the smoke, no?
Right. He knows all this very good, so, v'nishko chod v'nana chod, yeah. Take one and put down the other one. Lishtachun, another pshat is no. V'ilo, if you can't find these things, leisi shef still to take 3 strings. Bikra. 3 strings of bikra. Was that their wax or no? V'shayef le'mishcha and shmir.
Oil of balsam.
V'shayef le'mishcha, take some oil on it. Yes, pasta. This is pasta here. The nice chadresh, put one head of it, the nurin fire. The chadresh, put the other head of it, put in the ear. The nishko chad, take one. The nina chad, leave over the other one. Again, the yizdoy mezika, be careful from the smoke, not let it hurt you. The life, you can't find this, then laisi udra denada. Take an udra denada. Take some katin, you'd color it pulida. Take this type of dyed katin. Vilolaisi udro denada, it has this colored nada in it. Tlai mashkif, Rashaina chovut, b'shem, it shouldn't be soaked, it should not be soaked in oil. Fananach bay, and then leave it. The lislai liud, let hang in your ear. Lahadi nuru near the fire, or mizdaru again mizika, be careful from the smoke. Vilo, if you can't find this, Lysi Gufto de Kanya. Let him take a piece of reed, Gufto de Kanya, the back of the reed. Atik, an old one, Bar Meishon, has to be 100 years old. Take a 100-year-old reed, Velim Lechayu, and let him roll it up, Lechayu Milcha, Aglil Nisa, Rashwad Melech, let him take the salt also, Shilevin, like a stone, Hadayim Lashayis, let him take salt from hard salt. Velik, let him burn this. Velidbak, and with the ashes, Velidak, and let him put it near his ears. Visanech, what's the simin? Retiva liaveshta, take wet for something dry. Viaveshta, something dry, retiva, something that's wet. That's the simon over here. Vazchor refuz lolu, aim shavas the chokhali. Vachali oizin, eloisin refuz sheshbem, dovalach. Only something that's have liquid, then you take these type of medicines. Omar Rabba Bazutra, Omar Rab Chanina. Malin oznayim b'Shabbos. Somebody ears fall out of place on Shabbos. That's considered as konos nefashos. You're allowed to fix it. You're allowed to put the ear back in place. Rashi says malin oznayim means gidei oznayim, the gidim, the veins of your ears. Pomim sheyordim falls down out of place. It comes out of the jaw, and you're allowed to put it back. So otherwise, it's a konos nefashos. Toni Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda biyad. It's only more to do with your hands. Avoloi b'sam, but you cannot use medicine. Why? Since it's possible to do it with your hands, so you do not have to use a remedy. So therefore, that will still be isra, al tisra of do not take medicine. Ikad yamasus are just the opposite. B'sam, it's mutter around to take medicine. Avoloi b'yad, do not play around with it with your hands to try and put it back in place. My time was the reason. Mizraf zorf, like you'll make it worse. You play with your hands there, you may make a chabur, a wound there. Then it'll be a big chalosh, then it'll be a nisadi raisa. Even though it's not really a nisadi raisa, because it's a melacha shesuch legufa, it's a kilko, but you have to be afraid, maybe you'll make him bleed. But just taking medicine, there's no nisadi raisa, it's only yosem the rabbanim. So if you're better off taking the medicine, to not play around with your hands. Omar Rav Zutra Batubia. And that's the halacha. If you have medicine for this, take medicine better. Omar Rav Zutra Batubi, Yom Rav. Ayin Shemorda, you have an eye. That's Morad means, Rashi says, right to Lot says, it wants to leave you. Your eye wants to fall out of you. So then, in other words, kiss, you have a sick eye. Is Mutta Lekechla B'Shabbos. Let him put eye paint on Shabbos. That was always the refuah for eyes. This type of medicine, call it eye paint. You let him put on Mutta Lekechla B'Shabbos. You could put paint there on Shabbos. The medicine. So when they thought the Sahani Milwam was true, Sahani Milihu, the Sahke Simonim Yasmol. Only if he ground up this medicine, this sif, before Shabbos. No, he does not have to be Mechal Shabbos to put this medicine. It's only the Issa the Rabbanan, then it's Mutter. Ava Mesachik Beshabbat, Viasuya Derkosh Shrabim Lai. But if you have to grind up this medicine on Shabbos, which is an Issa the Rice of Teichin, or you have to carry it through a Rishus Rabbin, which is Issa the Rice, he thought to say then Lai, then it's Asar. Because he thought to say, this is not called Askonas of Hashas. And the Moran says, no. The Rabbanan answered back, Rabbi Yaakov, his name was Rabbi Yaakov, that would be to me, before Shemineh the Rabbi Yehuda, was explained by Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Mischak B'Shabbos. Even if we have to grind up this medicine on Shabbos, it's permissible. The Yasu Yudar Roshus Rabbin, Mutter. Even though you have to bring it through Roshus Rabbin, still it's Mutter. Because for my sir, it's a Skonis of Hashas. If you do not take care of this eye, it may kill you. So therefore, you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. Here. So Rashi thought, the half meaning of words, it's not a Sakonis of Hashas. It's only you lose your eyesight. So for one Ava, you have no right to be Mechal Shabbos. And the answer was no, it could kill you. It's possible. Rabbi Yehuda Shori Lemichlena B'Shabbat. Also, he said it's permissible to cure your eye on Shabbos. Take this paint, put it on your eye. Omale Rashmo Bar Yehuda, Man Sayis Li Yudoi, who's going to listen to Yehuda? Mocho Shavi. Stamiz Bimiz Bim Mechal Shabbos. Now, he thought you're not allowed to. Right? Says, Ashimei Devorov, O Mechal Mechal Shabbos. Like, don't listen to him. You only be Mechal Shabbos. The slave at the end, what happened was no. The Saif Chosh Bien, he himself became sick. Rashmu Bar Yehuda, his eye became sick. Sholach Lei, and he asked the question, can I heal myself or not? Sholach Lei, Shari, he said, yes. Sholach Lei, Shari, Yosa, is it permissible or is it also? Sholach Lei, the answer back to him like this, listen. Kula Yalma Shari. To everybody else, he's allowed to cure himself. Because we ask, and this is a Karnas of Roshes. But the doc, you were arguing with us. You before said, no, it's not a Karnas. So you doc, you yourself are there. Listen, you have to stick to your guns like. You hold, it's not a Karnas of Roshes. So you're not going to cure yourself on Shabbos. So it says, V'chimidei was his own learning, to Mashmul he. It was from Mashmul, Rabbi Shmuel he. So therefore, it's not so bad. Maybe then they let him cure himself. That says, "Midaiti Yisiyim is my own thing." So v'zeh Shemoches Ayodi. I didn't the Bashmuli. We many about them. Come from my Rebbe. So if you're telling me now that the locher is not called, it is called as Karnas of Roshes. I'm allowed to heal myself. So you're allowed to heal yourself on Shabbos.
Otherwise, what's his conviction?
There was a maid to every Bei Mashmul by Mashmul's house to call Cholei Eina b'Shabbata that she burnt her eye on Shabbos. She got a fever in the eye. So Tzofcha, she started to cry. Nobody listened to her. Like everybody thought, it's not as Karnas of Roshes. They didn't want to cure her on Shabbos. What happened was, Pokein, her eye fell out. They didn't take care of it, so Mashmul was Karnas of Roshes. Lamacha, tomorrow, the next day, Nofark Mashmul, Shmuel went out with Dorot Ashen like this. Ayin Shemardo Mutal Akarkla B'Shabbos. If you have an eye that's rebelling, meaning a sick eye, you are allowed to take care of it on Shabbos. You can put this paint, this medicine on Shabbos. My time, what's the reason? To shrine the inyo, a sickness in the eye, b'yuvna sadali b'toli, it's totally in the heart. It means there's something wrong with your heart. So if you don't cure your eye, it gives you a heart attack. So therefore, you're allowed to take care of it on Shabbos. That's why it's called a Karnas of Roshes. It could affect your heart. Therefore, it's mutter to mechal Shabbos for this. All right, I know. So this is Rav. Yeah, my teacher is here. Leave it. Who got in here? Leave it. Tell it here. Do it, tell it. Who got in my, who is this like? Who got in my, says, a laser, chayli, ayin. Michal, what type of a sickness in the eye could you be Michal Shabbos? Who got in my? Some of you, that depends. Who got in riri, if the eyes is dripping a lot of this pus. Ditsa. Something stuck in there.
Congestion.
Yeah. Domo. What's bleeding blood.
Watering.
Dom, dimosa. So there's a lot of tears coming out. The kitcha, what's the hot there? It's boiling. The chalsla, yeah, uchla. The beginning of the sickness. Rashi betchilas acholi. Lafuki comes to exclude soif uchla, the end of the sickness. By the end of the sickness is already healed. You no more sakana. It's only a question to make you feel better, to see better. Psuchi einai delay. At the end, it's only a question you can't see so well yet. So there the refu was only to make you see better, there it's awesome. Sure. If the danger went away already, you only wanted the end curing to make you see better, there it's awesome. Om Rav Yehuda, Zibura Udechazoi. Zibura, that's the sting of a wasp. Or else Udechazoi, is the prick of a thorn. Or else Lura, Vesitmo, Udechayev Le'ena, where your eye hurts you very much. Vyosi Lo Yishisa. You have now an inflammation in the eye. So kula b'nei bay b'nei sakanta. And all these things are going to a bathhouse is dangerous. Now, then I'll give three is chama l'chama. It means something hard, sharp, hot is good for a chayim l'chama. Rashi said tsunay and a radish is good for a sickness of heat. The sokulatina trodden like beets, that's good for something that's cold. The chlufi changing around sakanta, it's no good. Chamim iliyakrova. It's good to take something hot. If you have a bite from a scorpion, liyakrova, it's good to take something hot. Or kriri, it's good to take something cold. Lizibur, if you got a bite from a wasp. The chalufi, you change it around, sakant, it's no good, it's dangerous. Chamim ilisula, if you take something warm, lisula means that you have a thorn, you prick from a thorn, that's good. Or kriri, take something cold, that's good.